we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility.
This is George Washington's copy of the Acts of Congress, which includes the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. It has his own personal bookplate and his signature in the front. It's in the original binding. And what's so important about this document is that George Washington actually made annotations in the margins of his copy of the Constitution here. Normally, he did not write in his books, but in this particular one, he set out on the margins in very, very straight lines, as he was a surveyor young, so he was always very exacting. He put in the word president next to the powers that were his job of the Constitution. And specifically on the page that we have it turned to right now, there is the word required. That is next to the paragraph that talks about a State of the Union, what we would call the State of the Union address today, that he thought was absolutely required for a president. So it was just really an indication of his powers, what he thought personally were the most important things, and making sure that he wrote down that that was something a president had to do.
It dates back to 1789, the Acts of Congress. Pamela Anderson, head of public services at DeGoyer Library at SMU, says you can see it through July 27th.
This is actually on loan from the Mount Vernon Ladies Association. It has gone on a 13 presidential library tour, so it's been around the country. It has a couple of more stops after this, and it will be eventually going to the George Washington Library. So this is basically a chance for it to tour the country before it goes back to Mount Vernon, its home.
It's in remarkably good condition.
George Washington took very good care of his books. They were very important to him. He had a library. Most everything was bound. Because his book plate is in it and his name is signed in the front, it must have been a very special copy to him.
It's enclosed in plastic. The public cannot touch it.
No, that's something archivists don't allow. You have to have it very well protected. The light is even at a certain level. We have certain humidity controls and temperature controls to make sure the document stays at a proper temperature, no fluctuations, so that it will stay preserved as it's traveling around. We have very specific requirements that we take care of so that it will be around for the next 200 years.
The book is worth an estimated $10 million. John Pendolino, 24/7 News.